This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are, what, 6 or so weeks from prime outdoor grilling season in most parts of the country. But you know what? No such thing as being too prepared. So as you begin to consider your Memorial Day barbecue plans, we are here to help with a guy who knows a thing or two about buying a grill and cooking the meat on it. Meathead Goldwyn of AmazingRibs.com. Meathead is what he prefers, by the way. That's what he told us. Meathead, it's good to have you with us.
What a pleasure.
So let me ask you this. How does one go about reviewing 300-some-odd grillers and smokers and barbecuers?
I have an equipment reviewer, a guy named Max Good, and he and I buy grills and smokers. We go out into the hardware stores and kick tires. We have not cooked on all 300. I'd say probably 100 of them or so, but we've got good intelligence on the rest.
All right. Let me ask you some fairly nuts and bolts questions here. First of all, gas or charcoal, what do you like?
Ah, nothing beats charcoal for flavor. You get that really high temp that you need for a good dark mahogany sear on a steak. Now, gas grills have these new sear burners, which do really well.
Yeah, but isn't that cheating? Come on.
Well, I mean, all your big steakhouses cook on gas, man, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't beat gas for convenience. You know, you go out there, turn the switch, 10 minutes later, you're ready to rock and roll.
How much should I spend as an occasional weekend-ish grill guy? Bear in mind, I live in Southern California, so that's a lot of weekends.
Mm. Yeah, really. I think if you can spend $400 or so, you can get a pretty good tool.
That's a lot of money, man.
Well, I mean, if you're cooking on it a lot, there are some nice gizmos out there in the $200 range, but they're not built to last.
Ah.
4 or 5 years out, things will start busting.
Are you a sauce guy or a dry rub guy?
Both.
Okay. No, you can't have it both ways.
Well, dry rub goes down first, always. For a lot of ribs, I eat them just rub only. But sauce is really nice, especially if you do it right.
All right. Now, I have a confession to make. I don't actually like to get messy when I eat, right? So ribs with sauce are problematical for me. How do you feel about pulled pork? I know. I can hear you're exasperated.
No, pulled pork. And in fact, actually, when people ask me where to start, especially with smoked meats, pulled pork is absolutely the way to go. It is really forgiving. It's really hard to screw it up. You can either serve it on a sandwich or you can drizzle a little sauce on there.
You got to put sauce on it, right? I mean, come on.
Well, and taste is a matter of taste.
Yes, it is. What is the single most important thing I can do to make me a better griller?
Digital thermometer.
Really?
Absolutely. Food is ready to eat when it hits the target temperature.
You are totally taking all the magic out of this, man. Right? Whatever happened to being able to, you know, push
you gotta,
it and feel
you
it.
You got to thump your chest, you know.
Yeah, you know, come on.
You know, whoa. Yeah. This is the digital age, man. I'm sitting here with my iPad in front of me. You know, it's the way to do it.
Meathead Goldwyn at AmazingRibs.com. We have his recipe, by the way, for grilled sweet and sour pork. It's at marketplace.org. Meathead, thank you so much. I'm going to try this stuff tonight, man.
What a pleasure.